And girls, children above ages, you are now tuned in to episode 149 of the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke.
Before we get into the AKAs, it's been like 2 weeks. So I want to know how y'all niggas is doing.
Yeah, chilling, you know, living COVID life.
You got COVID again?
No. But we just live in the COVID life.
Post. You know? Oh, I thought you were saying post-COVID.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'll say that.
Is life different after you had it? Like, do you feel different?
Definitely.
Really?
I'm basically back to normal, but my body hasn't been the same. I got, like, weird aches and pains. Oh, shit. I did get the first dose of the vaccine.
Oh, you didn't run the ivermectin or whatever it's called?
Nah. Yeah, I thought you were going Iver, son.
Nah,
like 76ers.
I thought you had the answer.
I thought Taddy was that fucking 76er nigga, the fucking Iverson.
I love the way y'all could just twist narratives, yo.
It's what we do on this show. Did your balls sweat up?
Nah, but the back of my arm is fucked. Like,
I thought weird. They put it in the back of your arm or in the side?
Nah, I got it in the shoulder, but like all the like the back of like my tricep feels like it was like a.
Punched?
No, you know when you get like glue stuck on your skin?
Yeah.
Then you go to stretch your skin, it just feels like all the muscles were like glued together and they like rip apart whenever I move them.
That's odd.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I got my second shot yesterday in the hood. Mm-hmm. I got it in the hood here by this African doctor named Chucks. And we chopped it up. Me, him, and Sassy chopped it up for like 20 minutes after the shot, bro. It's like, where are you from? Nigeria. Oh, nice. And he's like, you're from Nigeria? I'm like, no, I'm from here. And then it was like a 20-minute conversation about fucking life and the shots and how we didn't qualify. We lost a $1 million lottery by like a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But yeah, second shot, arm feels like I got hit with a bat.
Yeah, that was actually the only side effect I had from any of the shots was that my arm hurt. Like, a lot. Like, yeah. I was like, yeah, oh, shit, that is a thing. Like,
that's like, a thing.
Yeah.
I was in the shower just and like, for a few days. Full mobility. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I was for a few days, too.
Yeah. But I didn't get decided. Well, I guess it's like the next day. But last shot I got the next day, I was like, I just want to sleep all day. But I feel fine today.
Yeah. I felt fine with both. Like I said, I just had that sore arm and... The first time, I don't know, I thought maybe I had a little bit, like my stomach was upset a little bit, but I could have just ate fucked up shit too. I can't, you know what I mean?
Were you nervous, Daddy?
Was I nervous? Not really.
Yeah. No?
But yo, I did have one weird ass side effect. The night of, I could not fucking sleep. And it wasn't even like I was tired, like I was wide awake, like right up until like 8 a.m.
Maybe you just got sugar water. You got one of the placebos that those white nurses were giving out in Utah.
But it was like I was on Adderall or something. Like I was just wired.
Hans is ready to go. Did wifey get it too?
Nah, not yet.
Is she anti-vax?
She's on that Iver, son.
No.
Isn't she?
No.
That's his mother-in-law.
He has like
her mom's is doing it. And she ain't, I don't know about that there.
The household is divided.
Mom's taking it and she ain't, I don't know.
I love how Idol could just create narratives and be like,
I'm not creating no narrative, man. I'm just telling you, man. When Mom's is taking it, maybe she is taking it, you just don't know.
Right? Wife is taking it. I've rejected behind my back.
Yeah.
That's deceptive, exactly. Bro. You gotta get that in check. Call Dr. Phil.
Nah, she has some like health shit that she actually really shouldn't take
the vaccine.
Hey man, if for health reasons you can't take it, it is what it is, right? Yeah. Like,
But I mean, I'm pretty sure she's not out there fucking face to face, close talking with everybody and rah rah rah.
Not at all.
I mean,
actually,
she's got health issues. She's probably like extra aware of like her surroundings and all that shit.
Yeah, she's super, like, just cautious about everything.
What's Word. Funny? What's funny? Dude?
Nothing at he's all.
He's, yo, just he's it, he has an ass eating joke. He got an ass eating joke in there no. somewhere. You might as well just let it go. Let it go.
Nah, there's nothing. I got nothing. I'm just happy.
It's motherfucking you Saturday. Be happy. It's a beautiful day. Let the ass eating jokes run. Let them run.
Cheer.
You ready for the AKAs?
Yeah, I got no ass eating. Told y'all. I'm good.
All right. So without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, aka T, aka 10-4 hat T.
T, 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 T.
Aka Big E. I only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas.
Na 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 na. Are you gonna make me sing this by myself, Daddy?
Killing with the nose.
Oh, this man.
Yo, every
mad.
Time I
got it.
Try,
I got it.
No, no, no. Every time we try to do the ad libs, you're always like, "Yo, we're off beat. Only one of us should do it." Blah 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 blah. So I tried to like.
Who says that? I never said that.
No one said that.
Nigga, you.
I Which don't know about that. Anyway, aka Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Listen, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to make Dude, this.
I want, you, I want to you to make some sense and go to the all the way to the back. We're not doing it at the same time.
We've never.
This nigga never did that one. Oh my God! Talk about no, narratives. Yo, now this guy wanna twist like we did fucking... every like it's in sync. Calm down.
There's a side
oh
effect.
Oh my God!
There's a side effect. The vaccine got you a little Henri.
No, no. You didn't want to do it on your own, right?
Do what?
Been losing that sleep. Now he's all angry.
Yeah. A little surly. A little angry, man. The Pinot Grigio ain't hitting yet.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
sit back. Stretch your arm, nigga.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
Fuck. AKA Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. AKA Money Making Mitch, AKA Trinitron Don, AKA Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
You're a radio edit.
You're a radio edit. Ficka. AKA Chilling with Cousin Ray, straight out the baka.
Straight out
AKA 2 years old. Older means 2 years wiser.
Then
AKA
who?
Greasy E.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
AKA 4D bringing you that 4-cam dimension 4D for your girls. Nah, I'm just kidding. AKA Sugar Cube Drip. AKA Where the Weed At. AKA the ninja that brings the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle. Repping that smoke, my state to the line. Straight run up, get done up. Yeah.
Don't make me have to raise your son up.
Son up. Yeah.
You threw that for the 4D in there because I remember last episode.
Yeah,
I was talking shit and you tried to throw that shit on the fly like 4D is for your girl. No, wait,
yeah,
no,
exactly. I had to, that nigga sound, I didn't know niggas because niggas might be in the back just like, oh God, yeah, that nigga got a 4D for niggas. Like no, 4D's for your girl. That's it.
Listen, if we get a whole,
ain't no discrimination or nothing.
Listen, I tell you right now, I don't fuck fans. So if we get a whole gay fan base, I got 4D. Not for the niggas. But if it makes y'all niggas listen, I got the 4D. There you go. I don't be fucking
exactly.
fans. Ladies, I got the 4D. You can't have it, but you can listen to it. And sometimes watch it on whoever's twitching.
I got that 4D.
Are you twitching?
For your girls pee.
What?
Am I?
What? No, what? Rewind. No, rewind. Rewind.
I don't know. You had to run a tape back.
Bro, yo, 2 weeks. We can't take a week off. We can't take a week off. Y'all niggas.
It's random.
Y'all niggas just got like extra shit that you haven't been able to say in judging public. So when we get on here, it's like, oh, I'm letting everything's coming out.
Exactly.
4D for your girls pee. What's it?
For 2 weeks. Exactly. 2 weeks. I was stewing. I was like, this nigga.
Niggas
thinking
is over
I got
here.
D for. No. I'm going to tell them next time.
I got
4D for your girl's pee.
I got four heterosexual D.
Yeah. So.
What it do? It's your boy Black Juice, a.k.a. My AKAs is an AK. Boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom. A.k.a. Call the Huma Cohiba.
Smoking if you got him.
A.k.a. Where there's smoke, there's fire. A.k.a. The Disgruntled Gentleman. A.k.a. Champagne and Bullets. AKA pop. Maybe not this time, but definitely next time. AKA
Peace.
Swing low.
Yeah.
Sight. Have another beer.
What?
Don't call me an radio edit.
I thought you said have another beer.
Have another beer, buddy.
Is that what you said? Oh, you said have. See, I got it mixed up. I feel like I need to fucking.
They try to play it off.
I need to watch y'all niggas, like when y'all niggas is talking, because I'll get confused and I'll think someone else is talking. I'm going to try to read and listen at the same time, figure out what's going on with this fucking extra screens and shit. And it's your boy Will Hayes, aka the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we drinking with our pinkies up.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Bitches. Cheers, my niggas. AKA, I just had to say this, the nigga that just comes into every motherfucking smoke show at the beginning, ornery as fuck and surly, and just telling niggas what I want, and then getting in a good mood after a couple of drinks. That's a new AKA. AKA the surly nigga. The surly nigga. Why y'all niggas date? I need promotion from y'all niggas.
AKA surly when sober.
Surly when sober. Yeah. You know what? I went through that whole stint. I went through like that whole year where I was like, I'm not drinking. And like 8 months in, 6 months in, but Sassy's wait. Like, yo, listen, you need to start drinking again because you just really are an asshole when you're sober. Like, you're just, you're not fun. It's like, okay, cool.
So I don't know about 6-8 months.
When I stopped drinking? Yeah, it was from January till...
I don't know about 6-8 months.
It was from January till July. Till July. I stopped drinking till July. Yeah, till July.
I don't know. I don't know if it was... I think it was like mid-Jan, late-Jan.
That I started drinking again?
No, stopped. It was right way.
Right at yeah.
I remember what happened. I just couldn't remember.
January 2nd. I'm like, if I got an immediate. And then it was a leap year. What's a leap year got to do with? Did you say because it was a leap year?
No, I said I wasn't sure if it was immediate or if you like came to Jesus.
I thought this nigga said like is it because it was a leap year, so it's shorter. AKA.
I can see you doing that though. That's a Will thing to say. He'd be like, nigga, I quit drinking for 4 years. February 3rd, whatever the leap year is. Didn't drink again till the next 29th.
Give me all my chips. AKA the mayor? Is that what I'm on? The mayor?
Hear ye.
Illuminati Giuliani. AKA I'm knocking on some doors and looking for some whores-ish.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness.
Knock, knock.
Amen. Hallelujah.
AKA, my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'm going to teach her a lesson. The Silver Tongue Gorilla.
Rah, rah.
AKA, the last Boy Scout.
Beware of the ramp sex.
The last Boy Scout. There we go. AKA, the Freak of Freaks. AKA, I bring the smoke in many flavors.
I keep bringing this nigga talking about ad shit.
Young Shisha. Harry Hooker. And before
the thing is that every AKA is like rooted, right? Like yeah. I was like 4D bringing you that 4 cam dimension. So why all of a sudden Freak of Freaks? I want to know what happened that weekend.
No,
that
remember,
Will was just like Freak of
that,
Freaks.
There was like we had that conversation and you're like, nigga, not everybody's fucking household is set up like yours. I'm like, yeah, Freak of Freaks. Remember we had that conversation?
Yeah,
you're like,
okay,
you can't really put your shit on other niggas. Like, how are you going to it's not set up like your house, nigga. Calm down. So I just threw in the Freak of Freaks for whatever.
All right, makes sense.
Yeah. Before we continue any further, don't forget you can support, show love, www.patreon.com/allthesmokepodcast. I can say it every 2 weeks now. We a bi-weekly podcast, depending on we're niggas, so we do what we want to do. This is our shit, so we niggas. We a bi-niggly podcast. And I keep telling y'all we're gonna have some mini episodes on there. Guess what? No new ones, but you shall have some soon. Don't forget, follow our social medias, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, and we're in other places too. Oh, www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com. We have a website, and I'm gonna start, throwing shit that we've been talking about onto a website on our website, like a little blog type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like hip hop Hollywood type shit. And, yeah, I might, hire one of my kids to do it. They like to write.
Nice.
I'll pay them in love. Like, hey.
That sounds like it could be good.
Happy birthday, bitch. Have a write my podcast.
I don't know about that salary though. You're not really gonna
love, yeah.
I don't know if they're gonna sign on long term for love, nigga.
It's my kids.
1 year deal. They might write up one or two and be right? like, nah.
Nah, I need them new Jordans, Pop. Like, I love you too, but nah. No. We talked about how our week was, right? Long week. Did we do that?
Yeah, but the one thing I did want to say about my week was is that I'm part of the family now. And by that I mean
you got married?
Sorry, no.
Oh. What, but was that your
we signed Godfather? The store signed up for YouTube Premium.
Nice.
And put me in the family plan, and holy, for someone who watches a lot of YouTube, man, when you hit them videos, no ads and shit, it's really, it feels very different.
Wait, you weren't on YouTube Premium before?
No.
Bro.
Why I need that?
You know what's the best shit's about free. YouTube Premium, though? You can upload your music to YouTube Music.
And then have your actual music in your playlist with the rest of the YouTube shits. Yeah. That's the worst part about Spotify.
You can't upload your music.
Yeah. So, like, if I want to download things or have my own shit in the playlist, it's got to either be on there or it's over. Like, I think Apple does that, too. Where you can have your own personal music in your playlist with the... That's the one thing Spotify got to fix.
And as a fucking... I call myself a DJ now because, you know, we're starting to get booked.
Because you DJ.
Yeah, and we're starting to get booked, but then this whole shit came up and then the bookings were gone. Fuck COVID.
Oh, man.
But, I grab a, there's a site that as long as you support and it's like a small fee or whatever, you can get the music and the exclusives and everything like that, and get the actual MP3s and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So I upload all the music that I download and put onto my drive and put it onto the thing, right? I quit Spotify because of YouTube Music. You know what I'm saying? Have all the family on that joint is dope. But I still have Apple Music too because I got the iPhone, but. Spotify,
if I had a good source to download everything, because there's a couple old tracks that they just don't put on the things and all kinds of shit get taken off, and just some old shit that I have that I really want to put in the playlist with the rest of it. So
I need Daddy, because I need Daddy to send me the shit that I had before. So I need my best yet to come again, and I need the previous tapes again. I really wanted to tell you that, been wanting to tell you that for 2 weeks, to be honest with you. And just, I keep forgetting, and then now talking about the music, I'm like, oh, I need that. And what reminded me of that shit was the other day, I threw on an old playlist that I haven't listened to in a minute, and it was just like, and then it jumped into a random playlist, and it pulled in Stay in Your Lane. And I pulled over, I'm like, and then I started searching for, and then I started searching for Daddy's shit. And I didn't have it on the phone, right? I didn't want, and I'm like, fuck. So I've been wanting for like 2 weeks, literally, to be like, yo, bro, I need you to send me that shit again. But actually send it to me. Don't send me a folder that just has a fucking thumbnail in it, because I can't listen to your thumbnail.
That links you to DatPiff, that you need to download
it's
an
like
app.
It's like a DatPiff thumbnail.
Sign up, credit card number. I just want to listen to your tape, doggy. You know, like, shit.
This nigga said it's 2001 fucking, like, what year
is it? You need a Quest trade. You got to put $1,000 deposit, fucking credit check, just to listen to this nigga's mixtape.
You
got to
verify your
crypto. This guy's narratives. He just takes off with them.
How's that a narrative?
You narrate.
How's that a narrative? So you literally had to like sign up with $1,000.
So anything, any kind of hyperbole becomes narrative. Okay.
Nigga, are you using your mic?
Who, me?
Who, me?
No, I know. I can hear you are. Daddy doesn't sound like he is. Put the mic close to your mouth. Pause. Talk.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, you gotta be like, you gotta be closer to your mic. So yeah, like,
yo, he's turning using it down,
that shit
like,
right up. Put that shit right up to your mouth, guy.
He's using his kid's coloring desk. He's in his kid's
room. It's a microphone. You literally put the microphone to your mouth. This nigga, see what I talk? Relax.
But he's on his kid's coloring desk, so it's hard. It's like fucking 4 inches by 6 feet. He's like, it's really thin, like. He's got a Michelangelo half colored there that's in the way. He can't rip it up.
Statue of David bust, fucking.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you bougie as hell. You got like a marble fucking, some kind of Giovanni knockoff, or what's that nigga? Leonardo
DiCaprio.
A Vinci. Shit. Leonardo da Vinci means of
a Vinci. A Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci.
No, the issue is if I get too close to the mic and then it starts to pick up the audio out of the headphones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember? And it started feedbacking ting.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I want to talk about this, and it will lead us into two things. So I just got my vax yesterday. I'd have been fully vaxxed for a hot minute. Daddy.
Yes, sir.
after getting COVID, decided to go and get shot up. His whole club got shot all the way up. And I'm wondering...
Relax. I'm wondering,
you see his face?
Pop, pop, nigga.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Pop, pop. I'm immune. And
then, and then, shoot. Pop, pop. Got my shot.
So what made you want to go and get it, though? What tilted you towards the Vax gang?
Yo, honestly, I couldn't go to my gym without it. I can't go, like, anywhere without it.
Oh,
really.
For the card more.
Mm.
Yeah.
You did it for the card.
I mean, I was going to get it anyways, but it just kind of, you know, kicked my ass in gear to go get it right away.
Have you told your crazy flat earth doctor that you got it?
Crazy flatter?
Crazy flat earth doctor.
Oh, crazy
flat. Wow, now he's a flat earther.
I really said that.
I thought he was.
Messed up. I wasn't. My mouth wasn't working. I thought he was a flat earther.
No.
That's not a narrative. We're asking you a question.
Yeah.
When the fuck did I say? Anyways, that's my wife's doctor. Anyways, but
You and your wife have different doctors.
Yeah.
Why? Your doctor's black, isn't he?
Nah, he's like this crazy Russian dude.
Is he a flat earther?
No.
Was he part of the KGB?
The KGB? Yeah.
Yeah, he was. This motherfucker, your chiropractor. He just come to and just you gotta walk now. I can't do Russian. Why do you and I think that's a good question. Why do you and your wife have different doctors?
Well, we just always had different doctors, and then we just because we got together, we didn't switch.
Wouldn't you though? Like, isn't that like? Wouldn't you amalgamate? Yeah,
wouldn't you go to the better doctor?
Yeah, and amalgamate everybody into one doctor. Like, isn't that what they do?
I just pretend to be her doctor. I like my doctor, and I prefer my doctor. My doctor is not a flat earther.
Her doctor is though. So you?
No.
See, that's her.
Yo, but you were.
Did you start to spin?
And I know started, sometimes just, you explain her doctor. You explain her doctor sometimes, and you have that look like, he's kind of.
No, because just her doctor is from the beginning has kind of been very skeptical about the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always kind of been like, yeah, if you don't have to take it, don't take it. Just try and not take it. So that was just his viewpoint.
If you don't have to take it, then don't. So if you don't have to take it, then don't take it. Like. Okay, so see, that's a weird thing to say because Sassy, when we
yo,
got
if you
sick,
don't have AIDS, yeah, you don't have to wear a condom, nigga.
If
until
you don't
you
have
get
to,
it,
if
then,
you don't have to wear a condom,
you know,
don't wear a condom. Like, when do you don't have to take it? Like, it's not like it's it makes sense because me and Sassy got sick, and Sassy got like the trifecta. Like, she got a full blown she got bronchitis, fucking sinus infection, and a cold. So she was like, and she went to the doctor, but the doctor prescribed her antibiotics, right, for the sinus infection. But he said, if you don't get a fever, don't have to go and get the thing, right? So that makes sense. If you don't have to take it, don't take it. If you don't get a fever, don't go and get the antibiotics. But it's like, here, it's a vaccine. But if you don't have to take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. Like, what is the indication of not having to take it and then having to take it? Because there's really it's like, you got it, you don't.
No, it's saying if, you know, for instance, her work is about to force her to get the vaccine, right? So he's saying, if you can not have to take it, don't take it.
Mm.
But now she's getting forced to take it. So, but he was trying to tell her, like, hold off as long as possible.
Was there anything else that happened, like, even before COVID or anything like that, that made you, like, look at this doctor sideways? Like, has he ever said, yo, you don't need to see your gynecologist, just come in? Like, is there anything, like, that made your doctor, that made you look at your wife's doctor sideways?
No,
or is it just
like,
ever since COVID, you're just like,
The gloves have chemicals on them. I'm just going to use my hands, and don't worry.
I'm a doctor. You're allergic to latex.
Don't worry. Believe it or not, this smell test, it's completely. That's how we do things around here.
I don't know if you have cervical cancer. I'm going to have to taste it. I'm going to have to taste the cervical cancer.
What I'm going to do is because I don't want you to be getting any tests, so I'm just going to fuck you quickly, and then I'm going to get an AIDS test.
Now, that's what you call a narrative.
That's how you spin out of control, nigga. That's how you...
So, speaking of... shit. Speaking on the vaccine, Nicki Minaj posted on Twitter, I can't believe, like, I really feel like we're turning into one of those podcasts, and it kind of feels good and it kind of doesn't. Nicki Minaj.
One of what podcasts?
One of those podcasts where it's like, so, Nicki Minaj.
Entertains people?
Yeah. Posted on Twitter. I'm paraphrasing, of course, and we're a little bit late, but apparently, so one of her cousins, she heard from her cousin that a friend of her cousin in Trinidad got the vaccine. His balls swelled up, and he went impotent. Now, there was a whole bunch of, like, I want to focus on the swelling of the balls and going impotent pause. Like, there was a whole bunch of backlash, and she didn't tell anybody not to get the vaccine. She even said that she's going to get the vaccine. She just said, do your research, and then told, like, a, what do you call those? What do you, at some anecdotal shit? Like, an anecdotal story? Is that, am I right when I say anecdotal? Am I using that right? No?
Yes.
Maybe? Okay, thank you.
That's exactly what it is. Okay. It's anecdotal.
Anecdotal, yeah. So she wasn't, she didn't say don't get the vaccine.
Everybody knows one person.
Yeah, who, somebody who knows
some
somebody.
Some shit
who,
happened
yeah.
to. You know what I mean? Like,
but she shared that story. Now, there was a lot of backlash. People went in on her telling, say she was anti-vax, even though she said she was going to get vaccinated. The president or prime minister of Trinidad actually did, they did it, and the health organization there did an investigation to see if something like that actually happened. Which is weird, but at the end of the day, Nicki got so much power, I guess, that if she says don't get vaxxed, she could get like millions of people killed or not killed or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I want to focus on the swelling of the balls and the impotence. Now, is number one, have you guys ever heard of that side effect from this vaccine, like through the year and a half or whatever, or whenever the vaccine was released? Is that something that you heard in the grapevine?
No, I heard about like issues with women getting pregnant and whatnot, but
well, they not, issues with women not, like you gonna take it and you're not just you just don't like women anymore. You're gonna turn gay, or your wife just gonna get angry. Like you just all have women issues.
So, like I've never heard of anything like that, but I don't know. Has it even been out long enough to know that it's causing problems with pregnancy or anything?
I feel like
I thought it wasn't out long enough to know.
I feel like it hasn't been out long enough.
I'm just saying I've
there's
heard.
Been enough.
Sorry?
I was going to say it hasn't been out long enough, but I feel like with all of the medical organizations from around the world doing tests at the same time, there might be some kind of consistencies between that, or it might be something where it's like, well, we know that pregnant women just off the jump have adverse effects to different shit, so we just
vaccines don't want to. Vaccines or mRNA, sorry.
What's the wildest shit as far as the side
effects?
Yeah, because
when you do, sorry, just real quick, when you do go to get your vaccine, they ask you, like, are you pregnant? Mm-hmm. Are you planning on getting pregnant? Or if you've ever had, or if you're breastfeeding, right? Like, it's on that form. So obviously there's some kind of connection or issue with relating the vaccine to pregnancy. Otherwise, why would that even be part of the form? Right?
Or with infants or something, like maybe they don't know how
well,
it's going to affect
an infant. Do you mean as an effect on how you would get pregnant? Because then you would say don't get, then hey, let's drink and fuck.
I think
it's because alcohol has an effect on pregnancy as well. They make sure that you don't do that as well.
Yeah but I think it's like,
but I'm just saying
how it affects the baby.
So, yeah, it could affect the fetus, perhaps. But that's why they don't want you to have any kind of drugs or chemicals in you, just like alcohol or weed or any of it. But I don't know if that's indicative of it not it giving you pregnancy problems.
But I think it's because they can't test on fetuses because their immune system's different. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's like, let's just not put something extra into a pregnant woman's body. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. Like, don't take aspirin.
I just think they tell you don't do any chemicals, period, because of how it may affect the fetus.
Yeah, and they don't know.
I don't think they're telling you that because it necessarily means it would affect your chances at pregnancy.
That's all I was saying. Infertile type thing.
Yeah, because that's what I thought the report was that women were having trouble getting pregnant because of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I've heard that. I'm not saying that I know that it's true or anything, but I've just, that was one of the side effects that I've heard about when it comes to COVID.
Yeah, I wasn't putting it straight on you. I was just discussing the even the possibilities of that, or
and somewhere. I don't even think the test. I see what you're saying when you're like when you said that, like, has it been long enough? Because at the end of the day, like, you would need a whole more than 9 months. You need at least like 2-3 years of someone trying to get pregnant while using the vaccine.
You can't just try to fuck tomorrow. Like, so many people had problems getting pregnant before the fucking COVID. Yeah. You can't say it's that automatically. Unless you can, and it's been out long enough for all the long-term testing that everybody is crying about, right? Well, then shut up. If you already know what the vaccine does and what it's going to do to everybody, well, then fuck, we're good.
So, okay, apart
not,
from
maybe
the,
not that far, but
apart from the swelling of the balls and the impotence. I mean, I'm not scared of the impotence because I know that's not a real side effect. I think someone threw that out there. But what's the craziest side effects? Rumor-wise or whatever, conspiracy theory-wise, that y'all niggas saw and was like, you know what?
That actually would be the craziest. I haven't really heard any other side effects other than the usual ones. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, death is a pretty whack side effect. Like, I think we've heard of a very, very small percentage, right? Mm-hmm. Of people having like some sort of anaphylactic fucking reaction or something to it. But other than that, I've only heard regular stuff.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, has that not been in people that have a history of anaphylaxis or anaphylactic reactions?
Yeah, like most of the time it's people who've had like allergy issues in the past with things, or is it just like they were 100% fine, never knew anything, got a shot and died? Like, I don't know. I just
haven't heard anything like that.
I have to look into the case.
The rare, rare cases of that.
Yeah, like where it's like point. Then the same motherfuckers who take Advil and have some sort of weird reaction and die, right? Like there's a percentage of that too.
And have you noticed that everyone that has ever I've seen say that they know of someone that has a reaction? It's like, oh, my friend's cousin's mom. It's never like
urban
one
legend
degree of,
shit.
It's never one degree of separation. It's always like down the road.
Urban
Whereas
legend
like,
shit.
And the crazy. So, yeah, that. And then the person who knows someone that died of COVID, it's their mom, their uncle, someone that they know. Like, yo, I know.
A customer who used to come into the store regularly once a week, who wasn't even old.
So, we live in a province, and those people outside of Canada, provinces are like the states, except less shooting and bigger. we live in a province that decided to open up way too early. So let me just put it like this, okay? We live in Alberta, Canada. And Alberta, Canada, apart from the weather, is the Florida or Texas of Canada. You know what I'm saying?
Ideologically.
Yes.
And ideologically.
And B, appreciate you.
Thank you.
And B, we love our guns here. We wish we were an open carry state to the point where everybody in Alberta reposts open carry state things like it's going to happen. But we have one of the worst, since we reopened for the Stampede in July, we have one of the worst uptakes in COVID-19 now. So they surprisingly, with an Amber Alert, put in these new restrictions as far as what we need to do, like masking, closing our selling of liquor early and everything like that. And because of this, it seems that the Alberta vaccine uptake, because a lot of these places are saying you need to show proof of vaccination on two shots and before you can go in. And a lot of these places that have these restrictions on them, like the restaurants, clubs, gyms, workout places, like different places, there's a stipulation that's saying, well, if you require people to show proof of vaccination, you won't have to go through these extra restrictions or close early or close down or anything like that. And ever since that happened, Alberta vaccine uptake I hate the way they write these articles, nearly 200% after the passport announcement.
Yeah.
It affected me. My walk-in vaccinations got canceled. I did a walk-in appointment. It's weird, but got canceled like 2 or 3 times up until yesterday because we were running out of supply.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, once they put that's why they put the restrictions in, I guess, to kind of force people to fucking do it.
Did you have questions? So this is I stole Idol's topic. Did you have a question or a talking point behind that? My bad.
I think we kind of talked something about this last week, but when I was talking about the uptake, or I guess it would be a couple weeks ago now, if you remember, the point I had made was that I wonder if it was a relief to some people to have these mandates put in, because I hear about like families warring and like, don't you fucking take it, and you're the one like rooting tyranny for us. So how many people were just like, government said I had to, sorry. Like, you know what I mean? Because I see so many people on like my face, they're like, took the plunge, da-da-da-da, didn't want to. Like, and it's like, did you really not want to? Or were you just like, gotta stand behind my guns?
Now, my question is, because you post, this is an article from the 17th. So I think this is after our last show. But my question.
Oh, so this was what I was gonna talk about last week, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And my question about this, because I read the article, I looked at it and I'm like, so, but do you think this uptake is anti-vaxxers saying fuck? Well, the government is saying it, or vaccination hesitant people saying, okay, well, this is my push. Like, they're hesitant about it. They're scared. They don't know. They have questions. They're not anti-vax or extra pro-vax. But they're hesitant, and then like this is like, okay, this is their push to go and get it because they're gonna lose some of their. They don't have a huge political stake in this conversation.
You know what? I think that there would be a good percentage of those people doing that. Daddy, you were gonna say something?
No, basically that. I think a lot of them are that. I think a lot of them are that. Still holding off as much as they can.
If you were true, the point that I was making is that if you're truly anti-vax, yes, but a lot of the hesitant people, like, I don't know, now that you got your vax, because I don't know, I feel like at certain points, like, maybe you wouldn't post it on Facebook because you would think people might think you were like a sheep or something, but now I can say I got it because they fucking made me. You know what I mean? I don't know. I do feel like there's a percentage of that. I do. I know it might not be as big. You might be right. It more might be just the hesitant people getting that push.
But that does make sense. People that didn't get it just because they didn't want people to look at them away. And now they have an excuse to get it.
Or like they weren't, you know, like they caved or whatever the fuck, right? Because a lot of people even on my Facebook like finally caved. Got my shot one. I didn't take the $100 because my health isn't for sale. Like, fuck, all this other...
I went to sign up quick for the $100. I was like, fuck.
For the $100?
Yeah, you get a free $100. I'm taking the $100.
Yeah, fuck.
I didn't take it for the $100, but I'm like, yo, if I'm taking this shit, they're going to give me $100. I'm not going to be one of those. See, I'm too proud to take it. I was like,
Exactly. People who are virtue signaling like they're too proud to take the money are the same people who are like only like now they can actually say because they've been
anti-vax means
you're like shouting it down.
They took the $100 and they're going on Facebook saying they didn't take it. They took that shit.
Yeah. Because why wouldn't you? You're just like fucking they like here's your $100. You're like, nah.
Yo, I'm
not for sale.
I'm 100% staying my ass off of Facebook with my vaccination confirmation or denial. Like I'll be on the podcast talking about I got my two doses. We're having a conversation, but I'm not jumping on Facebook like I caved this, that, and third. Because at the end of the day, it's a fucking shit show on social media when it comes to this. I got bored one weekend. I don't know if y'all niggas saw it. I got bored one weekend and started posting a whole bunch of shit that I really didn't give a fuck about. And motherfuckers was going in on each other. It was fun, and I'm like, you know,
man, it's war out there, guys. Yeah. Don't even mention this shit. It's like the most divisive bipartisan, like, it's just war about it.
And niggas is hitting me up. It's like, you gaslighting. I'm like, 100%. I'm bored.
Yeah.
It's football. I'm watching football. It's a boring ass game. I'm drinking. I'm gaslighting, motherfuckers. I'm ready to fucking,
yeah.
I don't believe none of this shit.
But I still don't get, yeah.
But yeah.
You still don't get what?
I still just don't get some of the arguments behind some of the anti-vax stuff, but. Like, and some of the memes people put up, it's so maddening. I'm just tired now.
It's because, and this goes right into the next thing I wanted to talk about, because this fucking 7 words that you put in the Trello intrigued the shit out of me. Science can't lie to your rant. Science can't lie to you. Rant.
Yes.
So, and I'm like, I'm looking at that and I had to put the comma in. So it's like, science can't lie to you. Comma, rant. And I know you typed it in quick. Like, I'm not one for punctuation.
Because...
So I want I want to talk about that. So when you're like, you just say, I don't get it why people, some of the anti-vaxxers and da-da-da, I feel like that really pinpoints on that to not just the vaccination for anything. Science can't lie to you. Rant.
Yeah.
So I
people
don't.
Act
Rant.
Like...
Rant.
Well, I just feel like sometimes people are always like, the science is lying. Mainstream science is lying to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, science can't fucking lie. Maybe people practicing it could like make up lies, but really the science itself doesn't lie. And if over time, like say the one meme that really set me off was one where it was like, we found out that DDT was bad because we questioned the science, because we questioned the science. And it's like, actually... That's not how that shit happened. Nope. They started to see patterns of adverse effects and they narrowed it down to something like DDT. And they were like, okay, because science is evolving, they changed the shit. So that means if they said, yo, wear masks in the beginning, and then later on they found out masks weren't effective, that's not science lying. Like they didn't, they're just, because people are like, yo man, they lied, they said that science, they said with science, it's like, no, science is constantly finding out new information and it's updating itself. We don't know all the answers to everything, so yes, there's going to be like what we like mistakes or anything, because science isn't fucking definite. Science itself can't lie. It can discover new facts. Do you know what I mean? And change its way accordingly. Because they were like, oh, well, remember when we used to spray DDT on kids' heads, but we questioned the... No.
There was no question.
Kids started to get cancer. They were like, yo, why? Holy fuck, the DDT is fucking them up. Are bad. And cut the DDT. That wasn't them lying. So they weren't lying. Unless you think that they were like, yo, we're going to spray DDT in kids' heads and fucking it's going to give everybody cancer. Yeah. That's a fucking lie, and then telling you it's good for you. That's a lie.
The only example I could think of was where they, I won't say the science lied, but a lot of scientists did lie, was the tobacco industry in the States. And people always go to that and like,
scientists didn't lie. The doctors that got paid lied, and the tobacco companies lied. Because at that point with the tobacco, and I know that for a fact because I went down a rabbit hole when I was watching Fred Flintstone commercials that were selling, not Laramie, because Laramie's from The Simpsons, but the Flintstones used to sell cigarettes.
Yeah.
They had to have cartoons selling cigarettes. And it was the exact same thing. There was no science in tobacco. It was,
lobbyists
and doctors would
but
say,
they had doctors.
The tobacco.
Toting.
Oh yeah, they paid off doctors
the
in the 60s. And,
behind it.
Yeah. No, the doctors didn't even say the science behind it. The doctors just said, it's good to calm your nerves. It calms your nerves. Da da da. They didn't do studies. But when people started getting lung cancer, and they're like, okay, well, why are people dying of lung cancer that are smokers? And then they decided to do science. So when they had tobacco, with the tobacco and everything like started, it's like one of those things where it's like science didn't lie. They lied to you. But same with the DDT, same with the lead in paint, same with asbestos. There was no science. They didn't test the shit to see if it was cool for people. They were like, this, like asbestos, they literally said, this is the best thing to keep a house or a building or anything warm. They didn't say, okay, well, what happens if you breathe it over short fucking terms? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They just said, put it in the house. So there was no, so they, like, that's one of those things where it's like, the people...
It's not like they tested it. We're like, yo, this is going to kill everybody. But just tell them it won't and put it in the houses. Because
some of these things
is
like, if they tested it, like if they tested lead paint, if they did science on asbestos and tested it, they'd be like, no, we can't use this. But
and the thing is that you would have to know too.
Exactly.
Right? Like, you'd have to know too. Because like, if it, say like the dye they used in this shirt, like 30 years from now, they're like, yo, man, those shirts with that dye and it gave you cancer, nigga. I'm like, oh, nobody knew. They just were using the cheapest materials at the time. Like, I doubt that they were like, yo, this is going to give everybody cancer.
Well, imagine what
those
things
were. But
I think
the cigarette example is probably the only example I could think of where the doctors and the government
and I mean,
people knew how dangerous it was and they continued to lie and say that there is no danger to smoking cigarettes.
And that is why I said scientists can lie to you.
Yeah, yes.
But the science itself isn't lying.
And you know,
right? Like anybody can lie to you. Just like, hey, another one, a perfect example would be the like opiates, right? Opioid fucking crisis. Like they said, oh, it's all good. It's good for all this pain. Telling doctors to prescribe the shit out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, just, and now it's fucked up everybody.
I was just listening to like, this podcast. You know American Greed, the TV show on CNBC?
Yeah, yeah, they, I used to love that show, actually.
They got a podcast now, which is fucking amazing. It's basically that the show cool. in audio form. So you don't, it's kind of sometimes you get lost. But but it was about this one.
They do the same thing with like Inside Edition. Yeah. They just fucking, they just run the show as an audio.
And you're like, oh,
that, like, if you see from this picture here, you can see his face. And you're like, I can't see the podcast. No.
Now you're Googling, now you're doing more work. Like you should have just had YouTube on. But there's this one dude who invested in pharmaceutical companies. He invested in this one pharmaceutical company that was developing a painkiller for cancer patients. And one of the main ingredients in this painkiller was fentanyl. And it was like an under the tongue spray. And it was doing well, but not as well as what the dude wanted. So he set up like $1 million into fucking a call center that would call out to insurance companies and carefully word what the prescription for the specific drug. So the insurance company would assume that it was for cancer, and then they would approve the prescription. And then they would lobby to these doctors and carefully word to these doctors, well, if you prescribe this drug for any pain, they're talking back pain, foot pain, gout, for any pain, you get paid more. And then the amount that you prescribe, so if it's 10, 15, 20, 100, 18, 100 cc's of it, dosage, you get even more.
You get kickback.
And this was the pharmaceutical company, the owner of the pharmaceutical company or the main investor, and the doctors lying to you. Now, if they did the science, they say there's a reason why the motherfuckers that are, there's motherfuckers dying. And this was, it was dope because this was actually one of the first executives of a pharmaceutical company that got thrown into jail because of the opioid crisis. But, yeah, so that's an example of the people that you think you could trust, which is maybe worse than, because I think believing that the science is lying to you is like a scapegoat. It's like, well, the science lied, because you're really putting that lie on a phantom thing. Like, science isn't a tangible person. I don't know anybody named science. You can't pinpoint it on anybody. And it's a good scapegoat to alleviate your anxiety. The science lied, so I'm doing this, right? There's no there's no taking ownership of that. But when you start looking at doctors lying to you, or the pharmaceutical companies lying to you, you're kind of putting a face to the lies. And I think that makes people more anxious, because if doctors are lying to you and you see that shit, well, you can't live a life without doctors. So now, can you trust doctors? Because even if science lies to you, you can always trust science, because, you know, there's going to be... Because if the science lied, you could always trust science, because there's people behind the science that were lying through science. But can you trust doctors? Can you trust the companies that are giving it to you? And that, I think that gives more people anxiety.
I think one of the funniest things too is like when people are like, well, the we were wrong about the science on this, so this could be wrong too, is I want them to mention every time the science has been right as well, because people are so quick to like point
you
out
act like they're fucking
like science is just evil and they're just trying to put shit in your body. It's like, okay, fine, but like, you still take Advil. That was great science. You watch TV. That was great science. Like, how the fuck you get to work
You're
today?
You're telling this amazing. On social media.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, if we're going to talk about them lying to you, then I don't even know what kind of can of worms that opens up, really. Because I'm just like, okay, well, then why would you trust any drug that they ever give you? And they're like, well, these ones were tested. And I'm like, well, they could be lying about the testing. Like, I don't understand. They could just be like, no, really. We did really test that shit for 10 years and nothing happened. And really, they didn't. Like, I don't know what you want. They could lie about anything. Like, if that's what you're worried about, people lying to you, well, fuck, man. You better just go by case-by-case basis for your own self, which is what I even said from the vaccine from the beginning. Don't listen to other people. Everybody wants to make a partisan, because I'm hearing motherfuckers who ain't question a damn thing a day in their life all of a sudden want to question science on fucking a vaccine, even though I've seen these niggas go in and have to get surgeries. They're giving them drips, all this other shit, fucking spray for your heart under your tongue, colloidal silver bullshit, and you don't question a damn thing, but all of a sudden this.
You know why? Because
you want to be like
makes you look like you're fucking Che Guevara.
Yeah, everyone's as soon dying as you to start be a revolutionary. This shit,
you want
to
be a revolutionary. But Mr. Revolutionary, you were the same motherfucker telling us that all lives matter. Oh, wait a second. All lives matter, but yet now vaccines don't matter. Yeah. The government's against
That's
you.
That's
right,
man.
Now.
One of the dudes.
When the government's the killing that... motherfuckers through vaccine, it's against you. But when it's killing niggas, we should have just complied. I should have woke up. Put my hands up.
Yeah.
All right. We cool.
No, it's ridiculous. There's even someone that we knew who on one of the posts, and I think it was under one of your posts, was all like, what about the people who are afraid? And I'm like, nigga, you just spent 6 months telling everybody who wear a mask was a sheep and afraid.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes,
should just yes, go yes, live yes, life. That. And now you're afraid? You better never mention that shit again around me, nigga.
Nobody
because I don't give a fuck if you're afraid.
Were done after that.
Yeah, nobody said that. I was like, did you say the word afraid, nigga? Because yesterday you were talking about why are people so afraid? Y'all just need to go live life.
Niggas,
like,
niggas went and got talked to their mama after that and said sorry and shit. Okay, that's enough of COVID. I'm tired of COVID. My arm hurts. All right. You got two choices now. We're going to link it out there. We're going to talk about, you want to talk about, three choices. My bad. Raising Kanan. Oh, that's my show. Kris Jenner, OJ Simpson, and Khloe. Or Versus.
Let's start with Versus.
Versus? All right.
Our own, or okay, I thought, because didn't we have a Versus where we were going to do our own? Not literally like the show, but wasn't it like Drake versus Kanye albums?
There was,
is that
yeah,
for the music section?
I think that's for the, I think we should do the Drake versus Donda versus Certified Lover Boy for the.
Yeah, extra. Sorry. Donda versus, yeah, because it was the not the GOAT convo, but no. the Donda versus.
And there was, I forgot to put that into, you know what? We'll do the Versus, and then after Versus, I want to talk about someone posting and asking the question, is Drake this generation's Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
I'm going to let that marinate. Don't even comment. I'm going to let that marinate in your heart of hearts right now. I'm going to let your heart of hearts fucking feel the pain of that question. Fat Joe versus Ja Rule. Okay, the verses that just happened. I want to see by a show of hands, who thought Fat Joe was just going to wash Mr. Rule? And then got flipped while they were watching it. Just by a show of hands.
Wash him?
I didn't get to peep it, but I can only really think of Lean Back and a very few other real Fat Joe hits.
No, I thought Fat Joe was going to win. I didn't think he'd wash him, but I did think he was going to win. Just only because I remember going to I opened for Fat Joe in Edmonton, and I remember watching his concert, and I was like, shit, I know every single song. And I'm not a Fat Joe fan. Like, this nigga really had that many hits. And this was 6-7 years ago. And, like, Ja Rule definitely had his time where he was on top of the world.
Top of the tops. Yep.
Fat Joe just kind of never fell off. Like, he had a hit, like, this year. Like,
yep.
So I thought Fat Joe would win. And I think Fat Joe could have won, but he tried to be a little too New York gangster in the first half.
Yeah, did you watch it? Did you guys watch it?
I watched the whole thing.
I didn't get to. No.
I felt the same thing, and I've always been a Fat Joe fan. I mean, I used to love digging in the crates. And even before Pun, Big L and Fat Joe were my shit back in the day. Like, Big L was, he just, like, when niggas would say some shit, and you'd be like, are you allowed to say that? Like, Devil's Son from Big L was crazy. Fat Joe's, fuck was it? I can't remember what it's called, but they would just say wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Same with Nas. Nas talking about, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. I'm like, I need to listen to this nigga. This nigga just saying wild shit. Aiming automatic guns at nuns. And it's such a fucking soulful song, like that beat. Yeah. Anyways, I thought Joe was going to take it to the streets, bring his DITC shit out, which he did. And then I thought Joe would control the verses more. And from watching, I'm like, yo, Ja has not missed a motherfucking step when it comes to entertaining humans. Ja is a fucking artist. He's not a rapper. He's not a musician. This nigga's an artist. This motherfucker moves the crowd. Like, Ja did it. Like, Ja Jadakissed Joe. And I think Jadakissed is, like, the new term for when a nigga that, a nigga that's an underdog just fucking controls all of everything. That you got
Jadakissed. You thought Ja was the underdog.
Who is Jada? Who is Jadakissed an underdog to?
When they did the Dipset versus
Locks. Come on.
And Jada's so much bigger. Right,
Jada
right.
But Jada was so much bigger than them.
But we know this, right? We know this.
Hold on. Wasn't Jada underdog to Fab?
Oh, yeah. And remember, I was wrong about the Jada and Fab. Remember, I said Fab's going to wash Jada? Remember, I said
I thought the same thing. I like Jada more, but I thought Fab was going to wash him. I just thought he just had too many mainstream hits and shit. But I think Jada is the king of verses. Like, he knows how to fucking, I don't know. Like, without.
Who's ever picking his shit?
Yo, yeah. Jada. Bro, Jada, put the fucking Locks in front of a fucking crowd. Locks, I just had to say it like this. Locks is one of the greatest. The Locks have to be one of the greatest groups of all time because over this amount of years, they still have synergy between them like they're in their prime. When you see them on stage, how they move, it's from down to the lowest common denominator of how they walk on stage and interact with each other. Like, you'll see artists like, oh, we're the best group, da-da-da. And they'll be on stage rapping, and one artist will do the dubs, and the other one will forget which dubs he's supposed to do, and then they'll walk and bump into each other. Like, from the stage presence, the Locks have it down. From the lips, from, if you're like, yo, fuck it, this is where Jada shines. This is where Sheik shines. This is where Ghost shines. And you just take a step back and let them shine on that, and then come right in after, you know what I'm saying? Like, their whole stage, it's like they're fucking linked in the brain. What do you call that? ESP. And Jada's a master at that shit. But I feel like Ja outperformed, out Madison. I think he out Madison Square Gardened Joe. Ja did that to Joe. Yeah.
And I feel like Joe was trying to do the Jadakiss thing too hard, but just isn't Jadakiss.
Yeah,
like,
it didn't hit.
He just couldn't pull it off. I will say though, Remy was hard. Like, Remy, puns verse? Remy was, huh?
When she did puns verse.
Yeah, but everything she did, like, her stage presence was just different. Like, she didn't have, like, the energy like Ja Rule, but I felt like she even had better stage presence than Ja Rule.
Oh. Remy, and Remy's always had that, though. Like, if you look at any Remy show, she's just killed it.
And you know where my, I guess my hesitance came with Jada? It's like, I opened for Jada too, and I remember his show. It was dope. Like, I love Jada's music, and like, it was a dope show, but by no means was I like, yo, that's one of the best hip hop shows I've ever seen in my life. Like, I wouldn't even put him up in like the top 10 hip hop performances I've ever seen in my life. So to see him do that at Madison Square Garden, I was even shocked.
Yeah. But I mean, he in the Mecca. If you look at Madison Square Gardens and something hip hop, that's basically Mecca. To perform at,
no, I feel you, but just from what I've seen, I didn't know that nigga had it in him.
All right, before we continue, then let me pose a question to y'all niggas. Where we're at as far as local pub, bar, whatever shows, what was the best show that you ever, not open for, but you've ever witnessed or went to?
Method Man at the Whiskey.
I would have to say Nas at the Whiskey was one of my, was like, I was like, this nigga, like, the entire place, like, it was that Nas show, and even just his presence, like, I don't know, it was crazy.
Did you go to the Method Man one at the Whiskey?
No, I didn't.
Here's my comments on the Nas one. Yes, Nas had that presence where you're just like, fuck, that's Nas.
Yeah.
The Whiskey's a great venue when it's popping. Like, you just feel the energy out of everybody in that. It comes off the stage, all up on the stairs.
Yeah. Like, the whole place was just like rock.
Yeah,
like,
and you could tell like the artists really feel that energy when they're. The only thing with Nas, do you remember? He'd like spit like five like words and then just like not finish verses, and it's just like, it was, felt very unpolished. Like, he needed a hype man. Do you remember that?
Mm.
Perhaps.
My man said perhaps.
I just thought, well, I mean, like, perhaps. I'm trying to think right now because I don't remember him not finishing rhymes.
That,
like,
was a, that show was a long time ago.
I remember that vividly. I'm like, yo, this nigga rapping like he has a hype man, and there's no hype man. And it's like, maybe he's expecting, like, the crowd to just, like, really, like, to, yeah, finish every...
Well, that's what I thought. I always thought that, but were we not?
Not like every line. Like, he was doing it like every line.
True, true.
He wasn't, like, just doing it like with the ones. Sorry.
No, I was just saying, he probably, maybe you're right. Maybe he did think. I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was my only critique with that show. But Method.
You know what other show was really lit? Mm. Fucking the Busta show, where he actually had Spliff Star there.
Yeah. At the Palace.
That was a funny. Funny.
Daddy, you were there. We all linked up at that
entertaining
one.
Show.
We all linked up at that one. The Busta Rhymes one. That was a wild. I still have pictures from that one because I remember we all linked up. Project Boulevard was there. Thaddy and everybody was there. That was a wild ass fucking night, bro.
Yo, that Method Man, bro. What I'm telling you, Method Man. Imagine, basically Nas as kind of like stage presence, right? He walks out of the stage, everyone just goes fucking bananas. This nigga walks on the crowd. You know what I mean? He, like, put a stool in the middle of the crowd, rapped the song from the crowd. He did Judgment Day as the last song, ran off the stage, did a front flip into the crowd, and finished the concert on his back, crowd surfing. Like, that place felt like it was about to fucking explode. Like, I've never experienced anything like that ever again.
I'll give you my niggas amazing. my top three. Any Redman and Method Man show that happened at motherfucking Marquee or whatever fuck it was before. Cause they've been there like 3 or 4 times. And every time I went, I still have Wu-Tang shirts from that. Method Man and Redman, any show these motherfuckers do is fucking wild. My number two has to be I have to say it was the J. Cole when he went to Palace. Back when he was at Who that? Bitch, I got that flame. That was a wild ass fucking show. This nigga was on stage forever. Like, you look over, like, before he had still his, rapping?
That was before his actual album came out, right?
It might have been before, right around the same time. But it was like that, bitch, I got that flame. His first album. Like, he came out, like, it was young J. Cole. This was 2009, 2008.
And he didn't have a band, but he had, like keyboardists. I think he had like two.
It was like a whole thing. Yeah. I'm gonna leave Snoop out because Snoop always, I've been to like 8 Snoop shows in Calgary and they're always fucking good. But the number one show I've ever fucking seen was motherfucking Kool & the Gang at the motherfucking Flame Central Palace or whatever it was. And y'all know the story about the motherfucking chocolate dip strawberries and the Black Forest cake. I've told it on this fucking podcast a million times. But this was one of the best shows. These niggas had a band. They were singing. I think it was Kool and one of the original gang, and they had a new whole new gang in fucking 2000 and whatever. But yeah, Kool and the Gang was the best fucking concert I ever been to. It was just fucking. It's because it's niggas that love to perform and put on a show, not just stand on the stage and rap, or rap or sing or whatever like that. But they just put on a show and make sure that everybody in the fucking crowd loves that shit. Kool and the Gang was dope. But I mean, if you look at Red and Meth shows. Same shit, you know, saying they want the crowd to feel that shit. If you look at Busta Rhymes shows, if you look at Cole, if you look at everybody we all mentioned here, it's like the best shows that you go to.
Common
shows
was another dope ass one.
Oh, I missed that one. I didn't go to Common.
Palace. Amazing.
You know what shows was dope, but it's gonna be for a fucked up reason. I went to Edmonton and I actually watched Juel Santana.
Yo, I heard that one was crazy.
It was crazy, and just like some random like gal like grinded on me the whole show.
Oh, there you
it
go.
Was beautiful.
That's what makes
I just went with Jack
That's
Mills,
what makes
right? The way she's just backed up on me, and I was like, "Yeah, this is a good show."
You know, we
and
got into a fight
was
first
popping too,
too.
Like,
yeah, like he was like the whole crowd was like, "Oh yes,
wait." Project Boulevard got into a scrap with Murphy Lee and the fucking Lunatics in Edmonton after their show. Like, we fucking threw it down, bro, at the fucking club.
Why?
Because it was Project Boulevard. Ask Daddy. If you go to a Project Boulevard show, there's going to be a fucking fight. Our shows were fucking ridiculous, bro. There was always
I actually don't even remember you guys fighting that much.
Bro, But why would you all fight the time? People it wasn't even us, for? Bro. That's just no, nigger shit.
It was just shit. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It was some nigga shit. We used to sell out. Remember Jupiter Lounge?
No.
It was on in Kensington. I get Kensington Inglewood mixed up. It was in Kensington, just across the street from Bernard Caliplier. So wherever that chocolate place is. But yeah, we used to like do like shows. Like it's like it was like a Vegas residency. Like we did shows every weekend. And people would come up and shit like that, but shit would always fucking pop off. Like niggas' homeboys would come and da da da, and niggas like if you look at Filio, myself, and Pesos, and then when Filio was in jail, it was myself, Pesos, and Frenzy. But if you look at the niggas that we know, they don't like the niggas that they know. You know what I'm saying? My niggas don't like Pesos niggas, or Pesos niggas don't like Frenzy's niggas, or Filio's niggas don't like my niggas. Like, it was always like that. And there was always some. I remember once we did a show at D's in fucking Okotoks. Nothing goes down in fucking Okotoks. Okotoks is Swahili for white people's town. Okay? Shit popped all the way off. Like, I'm talking motherfuckers got stabbed in the club, took off, ran out, blah, blah, blah. I'm standing outside the club smoking, and this dude is walking up to me, covered in blood, saying, "Help me, help me." And then the homie runs up and sees this dude just walking like a zombie and snuffs him. And I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing?" This dude asking me for help. He's like, "I don't want nobody touching you guys. You Project Boulevard." I'm like, "Yo, we need to reevaluate everything, because niggas is crazy." So yes, Project Boulevard shit used to go down, but no idea why I went to that. Sorry, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Me neither.
Shows and shit. Speaking of shit that's outlandish, can we agree that they need to take O.J. Simpson's Twitter away?
Why? What did he do now?
First of all,
I don't follow O.J.
This nigga needs to stop. I do.
Really?
I follow
O.J.
No, and I didn't mean that as in any like, oh, I don't follow OJ. I just mean like, no, literally, I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I don't. You're not that nigga.
I'm sure I would have seen it because there's a ton of things that people post, yeah, but I just didn't. Yeah,
we all know you're not the, I don't do that, so I'm cooler than you. You're not that type of nigga.
Yeah, no. I just meant like, I don't.
But I follow the shit out of OJ because I love train wrecks. So, and we can talk
you're
about.
You're getting gold for sure.
OJ be on Twitter talking about, yo, I could be sitting on this plane right now with Nicole's real killer. And you'd be like, nigga, it's 2021. What the? Shut the
Are
fuck up.
Are you joking? He's still.
Shut
that's
the fuck
crazy.
Up.
Crazy.
But OJ came out and verified or tried to put an end to the rumors that he's not Khloe Kardashian's dad. Now, if anybody doesn't know the rumors, everybody thinks that Kris Jenner was married to. So Khloe Kardashian. And Khloe, Kim, and Rob. Is it the other one too, or is the other one a Jenner? The one that's fucking
no, it's
with
just the three daughters,
Travis
the three
Scott.
Daughters and no, that's
and
a
Rob.
Yeah,
the one that's fucking with Travis Scott. Okay, so no, but there's three daughters. There's Khloe and Kim, and the other daughter,
Courtney.
That was with Rob. Courtney. So there's the Kardashians. Courtney's fucking with Travis Scott right now, the drummer. Not Travis Scott. Travis. The drummer
Parker.
From Blink.
Parker.
Thank you. And then Rob Kardashian. So the four Kardashians. Their dad was the lawyer for OJ during the trial.
And he was on the team, but he's like an entertainment lawyer, but he was part of Johnny Cochran. Like he's helped put the whole team together.
He's part of the dream team. He's part of the dream team.
Yeah.
No Michael Jackson or Jordan, I mean. And so every I should not be an entertainment fucking commentator from what I say. So there was rumors that Kris Jenner or Kris Kardashian at that time was fucking OJ. Like before the OJ trial and shit like that, because OJ was jailed. And Khloe is OJ's kid. Those rumors have been going around since the 90s. And before Khloe got the surgery to look like the other Kardashians, kind of look like OJ.
I don't know if she looked like OJ, but she was just like Courtney and Kim are like tiny. They're like 5 foot. She's like 5'8". She just got like a bigger build, kind of like a football player. She like
so. Courtney and Kim looked the Armenian. Chloe looked nigga. Can we say that? Am I allowed to say that?
It's already said.
Chloe looked nigga. Chloe looked like she was a nigga.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't follow this much.
I don't think she looked like a nigga, but when people said it, I was like, maybe I can see it.
Like, how do you look, nig?
Well, niggas look like
she has a big nose.
Nah, she just looked like she was mixed. She looked like a nigga. Okay. She looked like a nigga.
But she really don't have black features other than like.
Chloe is a baby. Is that what I'm Googling?
Chloe is the only one that had full. She was the youngest.
She's the youngest daughter.
Is she? Chloe's the youngest.
Out of those three.
Chloe, Kardashian? Like they all the Kardashians, Kadat. Never mind. That God won't let me see that next sentence, so I'm not gonna say it. But OJ came out and said, "I am 100% not da da da," and Chris was. Chris was kind of happy, and you know she's happy that OJ Simpson ended the rumors. Why is this news? Who cares?
Is there Kardashian?
Is it news because she's a Kardashian?
And
I think it's all about the Kardashian stuff. A lot of people follow it and have like, I don't get some of this stuff. Like even when it comes to the royal family and all that shit, and they're like, "Oh my god, did you see their wedding?" And I'm like, "Why? I don't." I'm not gonna watch some random nigga's wedding. Like, no, I don't care about these people.
Who got married?
I wasn't invited, so fuck.
Yeah.
Who got married?
No, he's saying like when they broadcast like the
no,
royal wedding.
No, I'm just
wedding,
saying like the royal wedding or any of that. I just don't follow this shit. Like, I don't. Like, who cares about Chloe's real dad? Like, I'm sorry. I get it for the show. We're talking about it. I'm just meaning, like,
yeah,
if I'm talking for real from T, I really don't give a fuck, like, at all.
But wouldn't it be cool if OJ was Chloe's dad? I'd love to see that train wreck.
Yeah.
I think it would be a fun train wreck to see. Absolutely.
I'd love to relive that and fucking just talk about that shit on this podcast. Like, OJ put it in.
On this podcast.
I'd love to.
These people pay like 10, you gotta pay these people like 10 grand to say I want all the smoke.
I'd love to talk about it on this podcast, not to have
okay, I thought you were like have Chloe on the show to talk about that.
My guy, yo, God, you really crazy. Are giving us no credit. It's like we gotta pay people to say, you really just threw the whole shit under the bus. You gotta pay niggas to say us.
No, I'm just, I didn't mean that derogatorily. I mean, these niggas don't do nothing without pay.
True.
And their fee is like 10K for like nothing.
True. True.
Yeah.
True.
Khloe Kardashian, OJ Simpson. I want to see these pics that are. I guess. The littlest bit. You know what's cool?
She looks a lot more OJ's kids.
You know what's cold? She looks a lot more like him in her fat days.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. OJ was a linebacker. Wasn't OJ a running back or something? Linebacker?
Yeah, yeah. The juice.
Look up LT's kids. Like, if you... Linebacker niggas got big kids. Did we talk about Greg Abbott? Governor Greg Abbott in the abortion thing? I don't know. I don't know if I really have the energy for an abortion talk right now.
Fair enough. Well, then skip
it. Did we talk about that, though? It's a weird shit. Texas is ass. The South. Can we do that Bugs Bunny shit where he saws America? And can we just saw off parts of the South in Florida and then put Miami closer to fucking Vancouver? And then just... Because the South is really ass backwards. I don't know if I'm the only one that notices that shit.
Well, I just wanted to know what the only reason why I put that in there was because me and my girl had a long conversation about like whether or not their law change was like constitutional or whether
weird.
It was fair or whatever, right?
Thing. And
Because they changed the abortion laws to make it so that if they detect a heartbeat, you can no longer abort.
And then people can... The problem is 6 weeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So but before you even half the time know you're pregnant.
Let's say this, okay? Shorty Yeah, not even half the time, bro. That's like 80% of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
80% of the time, girls find out they're pregnant like after 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. That's
let's say Shorty got a fucked up uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Rapes her repeatedly. She gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to keep that. She's 17, yeah, going on 18. She don't want to keep that. She goes to get an abortion. The most fucked up thing about this law, okay? Someone gets wind and verifies she's going there, can anonymously sue her for 10 grand guaranteed.
Yeah.
And she can get criminal charges and go to jail.
Yeah.
This, and I'm talking someone anonymously. Her fucking neighbor.
I heard they got rid of
the
that
dude
part,
that's
though.
Always at the bus stop. Like, huh?
I heard they got.
They had to get rid of that part.
Did they? They have to, bro.
I don't know if they did for sure, but if they didn't, that's terrible.
Can we say?
But it also comes out with these new narratives, like, well, why aren't men being put into jail?
I think that, okay, abortion is a crazy ass fucking debate, and I feel like all things surrounding abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Except for like, oh, you're about to give, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a point. But after that, like, keep it out of law.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it out of
law. I would say,
because there's so many nuances to this shit.
Personally, I think it should, like, slide with science. And, yeah, like, at whatever point the baby can survive out of your body, you can't just abort it. Because now they could just, hey, if you don't want it, fuck, take it out. Like, they could try to make it survive if that's what they want to do. You know what I mean? But they can't force you
to keep it.
That's like me. That's my own ideas. I know that, again, like you said, this is crazy.
It's a horrible talk. Like,
because are you killing a life? Is it when is it a life? Is like one of the biggest
you can't
ones,
have,
right?
You can't
like
they have try this to, conversation. Like the three of us will have this conversation, and there's gonna be points of it that none of us agree on. But it's gonna be it's gonna be such a point where it's like. Are we really the ones to argue this?
I was gonna say idle because you said that once they can survive on their own. Now, are you forcing that woman to like? Are you triggering her the birthing process, or are you just literally putting
inducing.
Her under?
Are you inducing it?
Or inducing? Or are you just gonna put her asleep and cut open her stomach and take her baby out?
Well, I would assume at that point, instead of it being sucked out and killed, if you wanted to get rid of it that bad, then yes, you would have to get a surgery, just like you would to any tumor that you don't want. Like,
and are we gonna have?
They can't. You know what I mean? I get it. Like, hey, and that's just me. But my threshold isn't a heartbeat. My threshold would be personal. Threshold would be consciousness. So I'm talking like 5 month period type shit. Like once the baby kind of is like, I'm being ripped out, like maybe it can't comprehend that, but it can kind of know that it's being hurt. Then I don't think that maybe that's where the law should end, because we can all agree that you don't want that, like people to be able to abort an 8 month, 29 day year old baby, right? Or are y'all like, yo, pro-choice is pro-choice. If you're ripping out a baby while it's crying, it is what it is.
I definitely feel like, yes, I'm all for pro-choice just for the simple fact that I can't hold, carry, or nurture. I'm also the other way for the simple fact that you can't just wake up with a case of pregnancy. I'm also for the fact that, yes, 8 months and 29 days is, like, that's too long. But then, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day.
So, but then where does that. Right. So that's where me and Adri had a lot of our disagreement was what day? Because she was like full pro-choice. She was like, well, if the baby's not born, then technically. And I'm like, really? So if it's due tomorrow, you just rip out the full baby and kill the shit.
And that's one
like,
of those
it's
things
crying
where it's like,
shit. It's looking at you.
One of those things where it's like, all right, at that point or at any point, you don't want to have a baby because why? Because then it's like, if you don't want to have a baby because you don't want the responsibility of the baby, or you don't want to have a baby because you did the test and the baby has severe developmental issues. It's one of those, there's so many nuances to this debate that it should just not be debated by three straight niggas who shoot up the club often. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know, but I mean, no, you should be able to debate to whether or not it's right or wrong. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I agree with you, though. Like, I don't think that we should be able to, like, set mandates on other
but shit. But there's so many rights. It's a tough, exactly. And that's exactly. Both of you are 100% correct. We shouldn't have to put we shouldn't have the authority to put mandates or anything on that. We shouldn't be making laws on it. And that's where the fuck Texas is fucking up. That's exactly where Texas is fucking up, right?
But it's so
where I do think we jump in is
so
like
then on the flip.
Sorry, when they try and say that men should go to jail for for the abortion as well, even though we don't really get a choice.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I ever fucking heard in my entire life.
The dude may not even know.
And not only might he not know, but unless... Okay, so now we're going to go down another slippery slope. The big point is we can't be controlling women's bodies, but the only way that you could say that I would be put to jail is if I could have a choice, which means I could tell her no, which means I control her body, which means, like, so, hey, man, either I'm part of the fucking choice and control shit, or I'm out of the fucking choice and it's all you.
Exactly.
Which is it going to be? And I'm sure that any woman is going to be, well, it's all me because it's my body, my choice, right? Like, so, hey, I'm out of it. Don't fucking even talk about jail unless you give me fucking legal power to say, hey, said no.
And even with that, I don't think it needs to, I don't think it should be a criminal matter. And I think it should be on a case-by-case basis.
I think it should, you know what, absolutely case-by-case. And most people who advocate even for pro-life, they would even say in certain cases of, like, rape and stuff, then those are justified cases of abortion. Even pro-lifers generally will say that.
And so, if you have a law like this in Texas, you should have government programs that fucking wipe the girl's ass for her. If you're going to force her into, regardless of whatever, to keeping it, you should have government programs that she never has to come out of pocket or even bust a sweat. Facts. To where both her and that child have the best possible life until they can cater to themselves. I'm talking send a bitch over there to take care of that kid but while this girl goes and finds a job.
So here's the thing. So
then you just have girls that are like, oh, I want to have an abortion. Exactly, yeah. And then they're like, oh, no, you can't. Okay, well, give me the money.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And that's my point, too. That's my point.
Now they get to. You know what I'm saying? But the only problem is that when, okay, so then what do you guys consider a life? And because that's what I think is a part of the sticky conversation. Is I know that this is a woman's choice, but are they just murderers?
No.
Why not?
You know what though? No. No. And I'm not I'm not saying no.
That's, no, this is the argument.
No,
this
is not
is
the answer
argument.
To your question. No is my no stance is like in you this don't conversation. Want to talk to- No is my stance in the conversation. My stance is so no. Get to the- I'm gonna use the potty. While you two discuss this motherfucker, and I'll just hear what y'all say when I'm editing.
Oh my god!
No, dead ass.
This is supposed to be smoked.
I'm pulling up my skirt. Pause in this conversation.
Yo, almost, listen. Before he leaves. I don't know many females, even ones that I'm with, that haven't had something along the way. So this isn't like a shame or a put down or anything like that. I'm just truly discussing. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what, though? I know you. You my nigga. Both of you are my niggas. I know my niggas. So I know that even getting into the conversation, I'm not going to be put against a brick wall or railroaded or thrown under the bus. I know that this is, I know exactly how we have these conversations. And even with that in mind, no.
Come on. Nope. Oh, my God.
And say what you want. You know what? Put it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Call me the fuck out. Call me.
I'm not calling
call
you out on anything. I'm just saying. Why can't we have a conversation?
I'm, pissy pants willing this motherfucker.
Why?
Will, you're the one that elected to bring up this subject, right?
No, I put it in the sheet.
I know, but he's the one that brought it. Said,
You didn't even mention it until now. I thought we were going to pass over it.
I'm just doing my job, nigga. I thought we were going to pass over it. The reason why is because, we all know too many people that had to be put in that position. And B, my opinion doesn't matter. I should not have an opinion on this. I shouldn't. I do. Then that's just how I feel. I feel like I shouldn't have an opinion on this. And if I do have an opinion on this, that's between me and the person I have an opinion with. And that's nobody's business unless we decide it is. So, because I feel like me have, this is just me. I don't, and if you guys have the, if anybody has a conversation, I don't like look at them any type of way or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But just me personally, I'm like, yo, like this ain't.
Do you think any number is?
No, I already said.
Do you think any number is excessive?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. Of course, I said that. Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about this though. As long as the baby,
where no one's stopping you.
You just said before I go, and then said something that was a.
And then you
stop.
Answered, and then yeah, that was. I said what I had to say. You answered.
You're
it.
You're a radio edit. You know that. You know that. You are.
I don't think I am at all. I think I'm just trying to find out good info for the people.
Listen,
and Will,
I need to go to the bathroom. I'm wearing my polo sweats. I can't be messing these up.
Go, back. Nigga, go.
I was gonna say. I think as long as if a woman feels like, yo, this baby completely relies on me, it's not actually alive. Sure, it might have the ability to completely survive on its own outside of me, but at this point in time, I breathe for the nigga, I provide its food, like, it's part of my body still. So I can understand if a woman's like, no, if this thing is still part of my body, I have the right to do what I want to do with it. Do I think it's kind of like...
So then you think that the day before due date, A, still inside, kill it.
No, I'm more so towards your point of view, but I wouldn't judge a woman that was on the other, like that was 8 months, 23 days or whatever.
So then I want to make the argument kind of like maybe like alcohol, like 18 you can drink. So 17, 364 days, you're not mature. 124 hour span. And everything's different because technically, I'm not saying, okay, first of all, I want to say for everybody listening to this, I'm not judging anybody ever. I've been with plenty of women. Full disclosure, I've even been in a situation and those kind of decisions were made. So I'm not sitting here trying to demonize myself for things I had to do at that point in my life, man. And that's just the fucking truth of it. At the time, it was like hell's to the not. For both, thank God. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't forcing nothing. I never fucking forced nobody to do nothing, but it was like, yo, we out here living wild, you know what I mean? And it just ain't the time for it. So this isn't a judge, but I mean if one day before due date is okay, what one day after ain't?
Okay, so but what day is it then? You know, cause then if you're saying, oh, this baby could survive at 5 months, could it, or is it, does it need another week? Like every baby's different, right? So it's really hard to put a date.
So then do you give the baby that chance?
And this is a wonderful point to end this conversation off, end the episode off on.
I really don't want
this conversation to go on too long. With I understand this shit, we can have this conversation off.
I just want to understand Idol's last point.
It's too polarizing.
I don't think any of us are like polar opposites at all on this. I think we just
no,
like,
bro.
The reason why we have thousands
of people that download our shit every motherfucking week.
The reason why I actually brought this up is because I think that we all are pro-choice. Mm. But when I was talking to Adriana, my girl, there was a very clear distinction of
full
what.
Name.
I didn't say her last name.
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm not doxing anybody. Anyways, the dates were the different, and I thought that was very interesting. I thought that was conversation worthy. Everybody who's even pro-choice, you still have different times, right? Yeah. Like,
I can't.
So I just wanted to know what time y'all thought and why.
I agree with you, Idol, in the fact that, like, yo, once the baby has somewhat of a consciousness, then yeah, you know, maybe that's when you should give that nigga a little chance, right? But unfortunately, I don't know if we can pinpoint exactly what that day is for when each baby. Consciousness, yeah. At least with the if you go right.
So
up
then
until,
you would have. Sorry. So, but then you could at least give a range then, like when consciousness usually develops.
So what?
I can all I can say is 6 weeks.
It's like 5 months or something.
I can
like
definitely
that.
Say 6 weeks is too early. That's the only thing I can definitely say.
I don't even
know if I have consciousness.
Just remember, when it comes to the real smoke, EY, nigga, no, follow me is where you get the hot topics. Yeah, and they ain't getting covered here.
EY,
they, I mean, D-O-L. Yo, censorship. There is censorship on this platform.
You're getting censored by
no, I ain't. Will. Oh, y'all niggas is puss. Anyways,
yeah. Yo, wait, you said I'm a pussy. That's why you're censoring
it. I never
it.
Called you a pussy, nigga.
You just, y'all niggas, I can't have this.
Exactly.
He's trying to be, to fucking throw us off with these condescending. Condescension. And it's not working.
It worked. No. If you got stumbled off a grade 8 word, it works. no, I, maybe for a mini-sode. Maybe we can link up real quick on a mini-sode.
No,
maybe
we're
we
not
can get
going
motherfuckers to pay to hear shit.
Here, I'm going to tell you how that mini-sode is going to begin. I Want All the Smoke mini-sode. Brought to you by J. Thaddeus and Idol. Will, sick today.
Yo, yo, you got to be a man that knows your limits, bro. You got to be a man that knows your limits. And
I forces them
on your co-host. That's I think that's you guys got we're gonna do a little mini episode. You got like 15-20 minutes.
Sure.
Do a quick
what's the mini
CFL versus Donda.
Okay, so, right, so you heard it here, man. Tune in for these mini sodes. We're about to talk about
Certified CLB. Lovable. Certified CLB. What'd I say? CFL?
No, you said that.
I said I'm Canadian. Go Stampeders. We're going to talk about CFL versus AFL. That's what we're talking about in the after show. so, yeah, that's it for I Want All the Smoke. Let them know where they can find y'all niggas.
Google me, baby!
Yeah, say it a little lower, because...
And your mic cut out.
Google me, baby.
Perfect. That's Daddy. Yo, Idol, you can find me on all streaming platforms, Idol, EYDOL. You can find me on Facebook, Idol, and Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Idolverse. Same with YouTube.
Well, Hayes, you can find him in the bathroom while the smoke's going on because he's just a little pussy.
Find me in the bathroom? Nigga, I need to piss.
Isn't that where you went? It got a little hot. You got scared.
Yeah.
You had to go.
Exactly.
You were pissing your pants. You had to go hide in the bathroom until the heat was
pissing
gone.
Pissing my pants and hiding in the bathroom. Sure. Why not? Sure.
The smoke, it was getting too hot. You had to piss yourself to cool yourself down. Yeah, we get
it. Yes. Carry that narrative.
It was carry that way too smoky.
You know what, though? I can't handle the abortion conversation. Carry that narrative and take it somewhere. Take it wherever you need
but
to take it.
But what's not to handle?
You can find me on all streaming platforms.
I don't get it.
Well,
I'm trying to give people real fucking juicy shit here.
It's not really juicy what we have. We all agree on the same shit. We don't really have juicy shit.
But with minor disagreements that could turn into friend destroying blowout.
Bro, I think
that's what the people want to hear. Let's face it.
I think after what we've been through, abortion is not going to be what destroys our friendship. What destroys our friendship is going to be if Conway is a better rapper than Jim Jones. That's really going to be what fucks up our fucking friendship.
Because we're not here to spread lies. Like that's we're just.
You can find me on all streaming platforms with Illuminati W1 Illuminati. But on all streaming platforms, but the most important thing is to hit us up, all three of us, www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com or patreon.com/allthesmokepodcast. That's where you can listen to the mini episodes. You could be a subscriber for as low as $3 a month and get all the extra smoke. There's so much smoke. It's smoke where Will Hayes is not in the bathroom smoke. Extra smoke. Also, the social medias on Twitter, All The Smoke Pod, on Instagram, _ I Want All The Smoke. And I have no idea even if we have a Facebook, but if we do, search I Want All The Smoke on Facebook. And that's us. So with that.
Cheer. See y'all next week.
Peace. motherfuckers that didn't get aborted.